For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
10-5, touchdown Atlanta!
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9, The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
The morning shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Area McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We are in our 8 o'clock hour, and it is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a fully guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I almost blanked out because of Lizzo, because I was like, that's right, you tell them. You tell those men out there, Lizzo.
What did she say? What did you need her to tell them?
Why are men great until they have to be great? Which, you can unpack that.
Interesting.
Exactly.
I wasn't saying her words were interesting. It's just interesting that you think she needs to tell them.
Tell them.
Tell them.
Just kidding.
There's a lot of great men out there too.
There are. So they have to be great.
I'm gonna take offense to that. I'll be honest with you. I feel like you know what's funny about that song is I've told you guys before. I used to coach football and I used to play music in the weight room, and all my kids would be like, "Oh, I don't play this. You know, I don't play this." And then like once it got into the main part of that song, they'd all be like, "Yes, great tune. Yeah, dancing." And I'm like, "Yeah, none of y'all wanted to hear this until you started singing it."
But this is like one of those things where you're not listening to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like I remember my mom calling me from a party. Like, I just learned how to do the Soulja Boy, and like I'm like, oh no, like what? Like I learned how to do the Superman. Like
when she's was
not
this?
This was at, I believe it was Andre Tippett's Hall of Fame like induction party, and
how long ago?
So this I cannot. I have to Google when that was.
I was gonna
but
say, how
my
old
parents,
was
my parents was my dad's teammate. And, Jackie had herself a
awesome
good time, some lemon drop martinis.
I need to give a wake-up call really quick to a member of the nation, Mr. Yo. I'm dumbfounded by this entire back and forth. He was weighing in on the dog poop thing, and he was like basically saying, don't throw it in my trash can. I don't want that in there. And then he said, did I just hear Mike Mafia's leader say he doesn't wash out his trash can? Mr. Yo says, if you don't wash that trash can at least once a month, you're going to have flies everywhere, and you won't understand why. It's because they breed in the trash can. Does anybody clean their trash can once a month?
And if you want to call us and weigh in on that, you can do that at 404-726-0929, because this is the wake-up call portion of
this
the
is some
show.
Nation stuff.
This
I've ever
just
heard
proves
it.
That Mike's Mafia is some nasty, disgusting human beings that are unclean.
You just literally said you've never cleaned out your
that's
trash.
That's not
can.
What I
that's
said.
That's exactly
I
what you
I believe
just,
you did during
no,
the
I
break.
Not. I
believe
did not
you
say
did.
That.
I don't know if it's
that.
A once a month deal. I do not have a trash can. I live in a building, so but
you got
I
a trash chute.
I have a trash chute.
Yeah.
But I do know, Rich. And valet trash, which I, you know.
Valet trash?
Yeah, they make you. Everybody does it now. They make you.
Rich.
No, it's
outrageous the amount of money they charge for that.
But it's ridiculous. And I can just walk into the thing myself. Yeah, but we have a lot of whatever.
Day's got valet trash too. He's got like eight kids that just make him.
I believe my dad. Pretty sure my dad like will get the hose. You rinse out, give the trash can a rinse. I don't know how often that takes place, but it is a thing.
I mean, I just have never cleaned out my trash can. What do we like? Why?
Because it stinks. And if you leave your can, does your can stay in your garage, or does it stay
outside? It stays
outside.
So my garage is between my cans and my house, so it's far away from anything I'd smell. Like it's on the other side of my garage from my door.
Stinky. It's just like
Like I said, I have a terrible sense of smell, but I've never heard of anybody cleaning out their trash can. And I see signs from this. I see signs in Sandy Springs. They're like, we'll clean out your trash bin. And I'm like, why would I pay somebody to do that?
Does your trash bag ever rip? Do you have things? Do you have ever looked in the bottom of your trash can?
I'm sure. Oh, it's nasty.
Well, my home trash can, I definitely do that.
But what's the – it's just nasty. It's a trash can.
Because then you're just going to have stuff breeding in your can.
Okay. Look, it's a trash can. What is it going to infect the other trash?
Do you wash out your trash can? Also, a topic of discussion and mic'd up was about putting your picked up dog poo, so the dog poo you have bagged, and tossing it in to your neighbor's trash can. Do you do that? And if you do, why? You're a terrible human being. Just kidding. I don't do that. Man. But maybe you have some thoughts on this that you would like to share with us. Let's go to the lines. We've got Charles that has called in. Good morning, Charles.
My HOA is so serious about this dog poop stuff. When you move in, you have to give a sample of your dog's poop to them.
No.
And if they pick it up and they find that you left it, they're going to run that sample and you get a $500 fine.
No!
Now, Charles, I want to ask you because, Charles, I've been in buildings where they do this, but they don't enforce it. Do they actually enforce it?
I have never heard of this.
They enforce it, and if you don't pay it within 60 days, it doubles to a
fine. I love it. I love it.
Oh, my God. Hey, now, Charles.
I need to move. I need to live where you live,
Charles. That is a next level, man. It is. Like that.
It's the thing. A lot of apartment complexes do it. A lot of HOAs apparently are doing it.
But
and I'm happy that they're
enforcing it. Yeah, I'm on team pick it up, obviously.
Hold on a second.
It's the whole conversation.
How much does it cost them to have to run the DNA of the poop?
I don't know.
Like that looks like that would become a ridiculous expense that I don't want my HOA money going to.
That's a good point.
But do you want crap? There's always one person that continuously. It is disgusting. Like,
call
I wipe
them out.
My dog's paws off when he comes inside.
Anytime
it's
I do
gross.
See somebody's
publicly
poop.
Shame them.
Actually, my
Facebook.
Dog's good at hurdling poop.
So anytime I see somebody's poop, like in my yard or somebody that hasn't picked it up, I'm like, I hope that person stepped in poop. On
and
the
I
way
want
home.
Them to, you know, someone's dog pooped in front of my door at my complex. I saw them.
Like, this is an indoor thing?
Indoor. Oh, indoor, my. On carpet. This is a couple of years ago. I watched them walk away. I know who it was. And you know what? I was so petty. First, I was enraged. I bagged it, threw it in front of their door.
You were friendly for bagging it. No.
No, I threw it in front of their door.
Yeah. Did you light it on fire?
But then my sister told
me,
you need to take it down a notch. People are crazy these days, and they are. Need to not do that. So I picked it back up. You know what I did? I saved it. I took it down to the leasing office. I do not believe it was ever enforced, but I said, here's your sample.
I'm just, this whole thing, that Charles has me a little bit shook.
Good. People should be shook. People should be
shook. Why should I be shook?
I'm not you. I'm just saying people that leave poo.
I just didn't understand. I didn't know that there was anybody, any HOA out there that was stooping to that level of pettiness. That is crazy.
That's not petty.
Yes, it is. Of all the way, of all the way to spend money, HOA money to improve our community. And we're trying to find a random dog pooper, not picker upper.
Do you know the diseases that dog poops?
It's a street. Aren't you wearing shoes? Yeah, I know that dogs carry diseases,
but
I mean,
dog fecal. Like, you don't just leave crap lying on the ground.
It's in grass.
There are repeat offenders that constantly. Can you imagine?
I just rather have a camera.
Living in a shared community.
I understand.
No, I want them to get fined for being
dirty.
Sorry, I almost said something.
I'd catch them on the camera and fine them. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't catch them on the camera.
Your apartment complex isn't. I don't even think. Or, I don't
this
know.
This is a waste of DNA.
Does the. I don't know if your HOA enforces street cameras in your. I don't know.
No, not my neighborhood.
So you're depending on some other neighbor to just have a camera out and
clip
the video and put this person on blast. No,
such a waste of resources.
I have seen people that, and I talked to a guy yesterday about this topic that actually put a camera out, a game camera. Out in front of his trash can.
Cole over at ESPN, Cole Kublik, had a big debate about this.
It might have been the guy I talked to yesterday.
So maybe it was Cole. I remember him. I think I talked to him about it too. Back to the lines. We got Mr. B in Buckhead. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
What's up, buddy?
Turn your radio down for me, Mr. B.
Mike in the building.
Whoa! Stop, Squid!
I'm sorry. Well, that figures. Turn your radio down for me. The Squid Nation knows you got to have your radio down. So.
All right. First things first, as a son of a sanitation worker over 35 years, my trash can has to be washed out weekly.
Well, weekly? Weekly?
Weekly. That
wow.
was my chore.
Good for you.
When I was younger, like my father, you were after the trash sanitation came and picked up your trash. That was my chore every week. I had to wash out the trash can.
Wow!
And to this day, I wash out my trash cans weekly.
That's awesome that your dad put that in you. I'll just say that. That's
you
awesome.
Have to. Thank you, Mr. B, and thank you for also listening to the station.
Yeah, thanks for being
a part of the Abe Gordon's got a good point. Abe texts me and he goes, look, it's probably cheaper to pay a company to come three times a week to pick up all the dog poop than it is to DNA test samples that have been found. I'm sorry, but...
Well, no, if you do that, then someone's just letting their dog poop and having someone else pick it up all the time.
Yeah,
I don't understand how you're not with
this. I want to know how much it takes to DNA test dog poop.
It's probably not as expensive as you
think. I'm Googling this.
Plus, they're probably offsetting it with the fine, too. You pay them that $500 fine.
Knowing apartment complexes, they're probably charging everybody up front for DNA testing for
and
dog
probably
poop.
Probably, too.
They charge for everything.
A DNA kit
you're not
sells between $40 and $60. Which includes the initial lab analysis. And
so
each
let's just
additional
say you have a contract
kit,
that's costing $30.
You have a contract with the, yeah.
I just think that's the most ridiculous thing
in
the world.
Let's go back $70. To the lines. We got Chief waiting on us.
What's happening, Chief?
What's happening?
Come on, Chief.
I love you guys. We all degenerate. We're talking about poop. I love it, though. I got a couple takes on this poop thing, okay? First of all, I'd rather for you to pick it up, put it in my trash can in front of my house. I don't mind it. Just don't leave it out in front of my driveway or right there in the front by my mailbox. I can't stand it. Just pick it up. I have no problem with it. Put it in my trash can. It's trash. Now, my job, okay, I'm not going to say where I work, but we allow dogs, okay? People, when you come into this hotel, it's a 4- or 5-star hotel. Please, just pick your dog poop up if it does it in the lobby. I don't understand. We have doggy little bags everywhere. Just pick this stuff up.
People are
it's
trash.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man.
People are trash.
I'm not. Tiff is just on one today.
I'm on one about this because I cannot stand it. Regardless, it's anything. Pick up after yourself.
So you've taken shots at fantasy football players, men in general, owners, and then just people. People
except
are trash.
Except for men in France.
Oh, look, I think she has a hon somewhere.
But we got Squid Shady on the line. What's
there
going on,
there it is.
Shady?
There it is.
Good morning, people.
Good morning.
There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, we call my dog Lizzo because she's thick and confident. Second of all, last week I put a sign on my trash can to ask these pretty ladies who are putting their dog's poop to give me their address so I could go put my dog's poop on there. There hadn't been any more poop.
Yeah, interesting. Well, why do you hate it so much?
Why do I hate what? Them putting it in there?
Yeah, why do you hate it?
I don't. I just want to know where they live.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I was like,
That took a turn. Well, look, I think that's a good pull, though, because people feel threatened in the way where, they might reciprocate the action of the dropping of the poop in my trash can, so... Better not do it, because no one wants dog poop in their trash can.
I don't have a problem with it.
But it's also, here's the problem.
And if I go to the Twitter poll, it seems like the majority of people don't have a problem with it.
I mean, maybe just leave like a tip. Maybe leave a dollar on top of the trash can.
It's just crazy to me that this is even a thing, man. It's just crazy to me that this is even a thing. 53 to 47 right now. 53 say yes, it's fine, it's a trash can. 47% say no, it's worse than trash.
It's worse than trash. Okay, that's fair enough to say. We appreciate you guys calling in and weighing in on this in the wake-up call. I do want to tell you that right now is the time to call in to try to win those pair of tickets to Atlanta United's home match against Inter Miami on Wednesday, September 18th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now at atlutd.com, but if you call in right now, 404-726-0929, you can try to win a pair. I'll announce the winner before the end of the show. Now, stay with us here on the morning shift. We've got our guy, Rusty Manziel, joining us, talk a little bit of college football. We'll be right back on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Area McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tiff, are you done smooching with Freddie the Falcon?
Whoa,
hey, I saw that.
I can welcome us back.
I saw that.
You didn't see anything.
It's my job. Listen,
yeah.
Boy, I was going to make a joke about France again, but I'm not.
It's not a joke if you're the only one in on it. It's not a joke if you're the only one in on it.
Yeah, it's an inside joke with you and you, yourself, and I.
You said Freddie, so Freddie the Falcon is in here with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, brought us a cake.
Brought us a cake this morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's week one. This signifies it. It is week one, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't wait to... Life is Squid, you were going to talk about the...
Yeah, there's a special item on the menu just for Freddie the Falcon, and Freddie might set a world record on Sunday. So I'm going to talk about all of that.
I'm excited about that.
And the other wonderful voice you are hearing with us is the esteemed...
I tell you this. I got a quick question to ask. I got out of the car this morning in the parking deck. Guy goes, psst, psst. Hey, are you Rusty? And I'm like, yeah, man, what's going on? He goes, are you going upstairs? I said, yeah. He goes, well, you tell Tiffany to call me. I'm her dentist.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I'm like, I mean, what's going on? Wow. What's the message here?
Do you owe a copay
or something?
No, they just want me. They just want my business. It's a little creepy.
All right,
it's a little creepy, but I would not be surprised if they were down.
I'm just relaying a message. All I'm saying. Dude was waiting.
Well, she just got a kiss from Freddie, so he'll know if she needs to go see him.
All right. So I'm just relaying the message.
My dental hygiene is up to par. I was just getting harassed about my appointment. That's all. Texts, calls, voicemails.
All right, I'm good to go. Just relay the message.
College football, we just had week one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are now, I guess you could say, I'm going to say we're in the thick of the season because we're in the thick of the start
time.
Of it, right?
It's go time.
It is go time.
Yep.
Dogs toppled Clemson 34-3,
mm-hmm.
I think was the final score. Mm-hmm. Your reaction to, I guess, a dominating, performance towards, they had to pick things up, right?
I was surprised. Everybody makes so many comments. I was really surprised at the difference in team speed, to be honest with you.
Okay.
From the start of the game? Okay. And listen, college don't have preseason, so it takes a while, and you still kind of don't know who you are. I think the Georgia fans in the first half are like, we're going 7-5, and I made a tweet, and I said the second half, they want the 85 Bears on Monday Night Football now, So it takes a while, but I think as the game went on, I was surprised at the team speed, the difference, in my opinion, from Georgia to Clemson. And you can talk about a million things about portal and all that. What Clemson has 1-85 is not what they have had in the past. It doesn't mean they can't win a lot of games, but to beat a Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, one of those teams, in my opinion, they're distancing themselves.
Well, one of the things we talked about earlier in the week, Rusty, was what's the best win of the season so far? And I think you can make a case for a number of games. And we talked, obviously, about USC having a big win, Miami getting a big win. I thought, actually, the most impressive team for me, just win-wise, I'm not talking about they're going to win a national title, but Notre Dame going into College Station.
Yes.
Massive win. I think that's the best. To me, that's the best win of the season so far.
And finishing that off in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? Like you love that as a head coach. You probably think, my team was in better shape. We took that game over in a crazy environment. I think the thing that impressed me was USC on defense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I wasn't concerned about them being able to score. In the future, but for them to go into the league they're going into, how fast they were on two teams on defense.
And they fired their coordinator
coordinator. I think two teams on defense, man. Miami, everybody wants to talk about Cam Ward, but Miami on defense, Tyler Barron, the guy they got from Tennessee, they will get after you.
Well,
they will get after you.
The Graham Mertz. Yeah. You know, yes. I mean, I watched that
He's
game.
He's been in his fields,
Rusty. I know, man.
He already has quit on the season.
I heard that. I didn't say I quit.
He's just so excited about NFL. That
you said the season's over.
Well, it does. I mean, yeah. Did you not watch the game? I mean, the game was brutal.
Yeah.
So you quit on the season?
One of the bigger issues for me is, other than Trey Wilson, I didn't see a receiver on Florida that could run open. And I don't know how much DJ Lagway does to help you there. Yeah. I mean, he can move with the ball, but Rusty, if that's the product Billy Napier puts out, he ain't making it that November.
What concerns you if you're a Florida and a Clemson fan is, who are those guys? Trey Wilson's that dude, no question about it. But who else is around him? You look at Clemson. Who scares you offensively for Clemson? Like, who? Where do you get concerns there? I mean, Phil Moffitt is a good running back, but where do you get concerns there? You take Trey Wilson out of Florida, where do you get concerns? DJ Lagway, I'm telling you right now, I don't care what happens now, this kid's a freaking baller. You know what I mean? And they're going to play him, and they should play him. And I heard you talking about Graham Mertz, and it just happens. Jacob Eason did everything right at Georgia. He rolled his ankle, and he never got it back. He never got it back because Jake Fromm got his opportunity, took it over. I think this is what's going to happen with Lagway, but who are the playmakers?
So you don't think, just to clarify, you don't think that either Napier will or can go back to Mertz at any point? He has to ride it out with Lagway.
I don't know that he cannot go back to Mertz, but he has to have the Florida fan base know we did everything and every opportunity to see if Lagway was ready, because he is the future. We know what the schedule is. Florida fans know what the schedule is. Listen, you got to hang your hat on something, and if Lagway can play well, you can say, you know what, I can work with this guy. This is our guy. This is the guy I recruited, and this is the guy that can change us. So we'll see. I want to mention Florida State, and I love Sandy to death, but
you're about to be disrespectful.
I mean, when you look at Florida State offensive line and defensive line,
it's not good.
They don't have any dudes.
It's not good.
They listen, Florida State. They don't have anybody on the offensive line or defensive line, in my opinion, that would start at Georgia or Alabama right now.
It's not good.
Not a single guy. Like, I can't believe, but they got pushed. Boston College mauled them. They mauled them. I mean, if that game would have been played in Boston College, because Boston College started cramping up, then dudes were going down all over. If they play that in a cooler environment, I don't know they don't beat them worse.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that.
Georgia Tech. Brent Key. Yep. And I know it was against my alma mater, unfortunately, in Georgia State. But what Georgia Tech's doing this season, after toppling Florida State in Ireland, and then taking care of business against
They stress
school,
you with Haynes King. They got guys. Buster Faulkner can dial it up. They're playing harder. This is a very interesting game, because we talk about the wins that Georgia Tech has had the last couple of years. We've also talked about those losses they shouldn't have had. This is a game, you go to Syracuse, and you're the better football team. You're a 7.5-point favorite. You got a new head coach up there, Fran Brown, who's trying to bring in a new system. He's got a bunch of transfers he's trying to mold in. I believe Georgia Tech goes up there and handles business, but you want to see them do this on the road and win games they're supposed to. If they go up there and win this game by 14 points, 21 points, you know that Georgia Tech is who everybody thinks they are.
And then quickly on Georgia State, on my school, because I know you guys were out there.
I'm perfectly fine with Dale McGee. Okay. I mean, I think Dale McGee's doing a great job. They're recruiting well, had a lot of turnover. They showed some fight. I think Georgia State's going to be fine. And they're recruiting really good right now.
Yeah. You know what's funny, Rusty, is I'm looking down the list, and the question I was going to ask is, you know, what's the best matchup this weekend? Not like, you know, top 10 or whatever. I know you got the Michigan game and everything else going on, but like, what will actually be the best game? I'm still getting accustomed to some of these teams actually being in the same conference.
How about that?
Right? I'm looking it up and down going, they're in the same conference. Yeah. You got Arkansas, Oklahoma State. Obviously, like I mentioned, Texas, Michigan. I mean, there's some big ones out there.
Colorado and Nebraska.
Iowa State, Iowa is always a good game.
Colorado, Nebraska is a game I'm watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about it.
Dylan Raiola, freshman out of Buford, had a good start. Then you got Shedeur Sanders. Can they protect him? Because I'm telling you right now, that guy, his arm, when you watch him in person, just watch his throws, how good an arm he has. I mean, Travis Hunter bails you out every now and then, but can they protect him? And Nebraska is going to get after him this weekend in Lincoln. That's a huge game. I'm very interested in both of those quarterbacks and how they play this weekend. I love a sneaky game, kind of. Tennessee at NC State at night.
Yes.
At night.
Yes.
New quarterback. NC State didn't play well last week, so we'll see how they go.
All right, I'm looking at, you know, Notre Dame. I thought what they did going to Texas A&M, Riley Leonard was up and down, but they were impressive in the trenches. They kind of dominated. They roughed them up a little bit.
Yep.
I'm looking at Notre Dame's schedule, and other than Georgia Tech at MBS,
yep.
How about in USC? I don't know where they get. I don't know where they're in trouble at all.
How big a game is that now? When you start thinking, because I think Notre Dame, that everybody nationally said, if Notre Dame comes out of College Station with a win, they are a serious threat for the playoffs. Let me tell you something. They're coming to Mercedes-Benz to play Georgia Tech. Now, that's down the line, obviously, but you start talking about a big game, another big game in this city of Atlanta, that's one you mark down later on, because Notre Dame at Georgia Tech, they're going to tell them what's going to be on the line and where either team would be ranked at that point.
Well, Freddie the Falcon likes Navy against Notre Dame. No. Georgia Tech? He likes Georgia Tech. My bad.
I was about to say, man.
His fingers are a
rough
little
week
big,
downtown.
And we were
you
looking
have a
at
car.
The schedule together, and that's on me. That's not on Freddie.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing. Rusty, thank you for joining us.
The best, dude.
We got Kirby Smart at 9:20 today, so we'll see what coach speak he's got about Tennessee Tech. See if we can round him about the Golden Eagles and how tough they'll be.
All right, tune in for that one. Rusty is on the steakhouse. That's after we're done here. By the way, the winner of those Atlanta United tickets to see Inter Miami on Wednesday, September 18th, is Cameron Brooks. So congratulations to you, Cameron. Day-Day, do you know where Cameron is from? In case there's two Cameron Brooks out there, just in case. All right, well,
it's not like Mike Johnson.
You're the Cameron Brooks that called in. Congratulations.
Okay? All right, congrats to Cameron Brooks. You know who you are on winning those tickets. We have a Life of Squid coming up.
Yeah, future Hall of Famer has joined Instagram. And what world record could be set Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
Yeah.
That's right.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Did you know you can listen to The Game on any smart-enabled device?
Mornings on The Game means more of The Morning Shift.
Nice.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Are you ready? Yeah. Polo to Doug.
I always want to say there's a mic in front of me, but I refrain out of respect for everyone in this
for
room
us?
And everybody
oh,
else.
Oh, thank you so
out
much.
There. So,
did you get Freddie's number?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about my roster.
I wish people could see the
there isn't one. I've made a lot of jokes today. There one does
wow.
not, one does
you
not
had plenty
exist.
Of pastries in France well, as well, apparently. I don't know what to think anymore. My
DMs are full.
My dad really texted me the other day on Tuesday, and he goes, is that Tiffany's voice I hear? I go, it is. Fresh from France.
Hi, Buzz Dad. Fresh from France.
Freddie left us some hats, and I'm trying to talk myself into the fact that I could possibly wear this hat. It's just not going well.
The Falcon stopped by, Freddie. The Falcon came in with us. And yes, we got some cool hats.
These hats are great.
So depressing.
And Mike, it does not. We tried to hype Mike up to tell him the hat would fit his head, but it doesn't.
I can't ever wear the cool stuff.
But I'm a believer.
It's depressing, dude.
I'm a believer, and you don't know unless you try. That's why, because at one point when
it's
we
a
made
hat
you
we're
try,
talking about. It's a hat
you,
we're talking about.
You, yeah, but you still got to try it. I mean, they're sweet hats because they're the Sundays,
like the corduroy
collection that they've got. You know the and. The corduroy hats.
Mike, why don't you reach out? I'm sure fellow offensive linemen have the same issue that you have. So
yeah.
I'm sure some of the guys in that Falcons locker room have the same large circumference head
noggin
issue that
noggin.
You are dealing with.
Yeah,
why don't you reach
issue.
Out and ask them? Maybe the team will make a special
well,
hat.
Well, listen, I can buy fitted hats. I wear between a 7 7/8 and an 8 in fitted hats. So I can go do that, and I'm sure that's the message I'd probably give out. Hey, go buy a fitted hat. Like,
well,
okay.
You should ask.
Snapbacks
maybe
are where
one
it's
the...
just it's just not I'm not good. Just don't have luck with snapbacks. I literally have this one that I put my own patch on. It's from bigheadcaps.com. Yeah. So there you go.
And
it's
frustrating. No, it literally is when
yeah,
he just picked the hat up.
We have some sad Sarah McLachlan music
yeah,
for Mike
man.
Here.
Right
it's
here,
sad.
Tiff,
yeah.
right there where the lines are on the hat with yeah. the seams. It says bigheadcap.com.
Now, I can't lie. I have a big head, too. I have a hat issue as well and a hair and hat issue combo now So it's a lot.
Sad. Well, it's frustrating.
I'm just laugh at you.
I know there's a lot of big heads in the nation. I mean, excuse me, in the mafia, but the nation doesn't have that problem. Right, Day-Day? Hit it.
Sure.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
Little W Sauce, little Bloody Mary mix. I used a lot of the W Sauce this weekend. Mike, don't put your big head in a picture of me.
Oh. Yeah, sorry.
People to see how great I am. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Call my boy Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck. It doesn't matter. They will get you fixed up right. The official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation.
All right.
There you go.
Where do we start? Well, we were talking about Freddy the Falcon, talking about the cool hats they brought, the new Sundays collection that they have. You know, they launched that last year. We got the Sunday hoodies. Remember those?
Yeah.
Now we got the hat. Now you got the hat and the hoodie. You can wear both at the same time when you're walking Roman and it gets a little crispy outside.
Chilly, you mean?
Yeah, it gets crisp.
Oh, crisp in the air. Okay, I copy.
There are multiple things that Freddie has going on Sunday. First off, I want to start with what I care the most about, food. The Freddie Burger will be available at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and I got it from first-hand source. It's going to be a black pepper bacon burger. They'll have a burger with black pepper bacon. I can't talk, apparently.
Yeah.
A brioche bun. There's a Freddie special sauce. Then some caramelized onions as well on this burger. I mean, he had me
sounds
wanting
solid.
When the source was telling me about it.
So who do you think designed this? Do you think is it like they went in like with a marketing team, or you think Freddie was like, this is what I'd want?
Well, mascots don't talk, but I bet he wrote it down. They probably said, hey, Freddie, if you had a burger, what would be on it?
Yeah.
And he probably wrote it down.
And he just did a touchscreen order, and he was like, this is what that means.
That's it.
Or he spoke in Falcon language to them. Also,
two flaps for yes, one flap for no of the wings.
Yeah.
Something like
you
that.
You want this on there? Two flaps. You want this on there? One flap, which means no. All right. Also, they're going to set they are looking to set a Guinness Book of World Record, the largest indoor swing. Freddie will be on it, and it will be right before kickoff. I am already thinking about how this is going to go down.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know.
Because he's going to be swinging back and forth on a swing from the rafters.
Yeah, so instead of so he's rappelled before. So basically they're just running two rappel lines and putting a swing at the bottom. That's what's happening?
What's the largest indoor
he's gonna be
swing?
Up high.
Is it,
is it
largest width-wise or length-wise?
Height.
Okay.
He's going to be like 20.
A giant swing.
Could be both.
Yeah, but he's going to be from the rafters.
It could be both.
Maybe it's just the action of swinging. Is that what the Guinness Book of World Records constitutes as a large
probably.
Swing?
You got the black pepper bacon and you didn't ask him about the swing?
What are we doing here? I'm going to tell you something. The conversation when you're speaking with a falcon, things get lost in translation, all right? I mean, it's a bird, for God's sakes. I can't understand everybody. I speak, Squid Billy. He speaks falcon. I don't know what to tell you. But I got as much as I could for you, okay? I did y'all that service. All right. One more service being done for us is Bill Belichick is everywhere this year during football season. He's on with Pat McAfee. I think he does something with the 33rd team or whatever. Well, guess what? He has joined a social media platform.
Everyone, surprised to see me here? Oh, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon.
He has joined Instagram. He clearly doesn't know the names. That is...
It feels so wrong, man.
It feels forced.
So
It feels forced. Hello, everyone.
Have you seen the things where they sync up the lips and they say different words, like the NFL clips, and it's like guys in a huddle that are saying different things?
Yeah.
That's what it feels
lip
like.
Lip reading or
feels
whatever.
Like somebody is putting up a clip of Bill Belichick and putting other words on top
Look,
of his and
Instagram
trying to sound
is
like
a happy place, and we will welcome.
Instagram's a happy place?
Yeah, at least my Instagram is.
Is.
I like to think it's better than Twitter.
I like to post my meat on there.
Yeah,
like there's less hatred on Instagram than there is on Twitter.
No, I agree with that. I just don't know that it's a happy place.
Happier than Twitter.
I don't know if you've gone to the right depth.
I think there's
hate on
both.
I've got a lot of puppy videos and workout videos.
Let me tell you something, Tiff. You go to the wrong post and you'll find all the hate you want on the Insta face. I'm going to tell you something. They all have those trolls on there. Look, I like it. I hope that we get some Instagram posts of Bill Belichick breaking down some stuff NFL-wise, because I am here for that action.
No, I am too. I think that's the best possible scenario is to come out and actually get some good football content for sure.
Well, we want to let you know here, some heavy hearts today. Today's show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, they are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas, who lost his life 1 year ago. In honor of Hugh's memory, we are working alongside our Odyssey sister station in Philadelphia, asking you to contribute to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. It honors Hugh's legacy by investing in scholarships at Morehouse College and other programs that help youth like Hugh realize their full academic, professional, and human potential. To donate, please go to hughtdouglas.org. That's hughtdouglas.org. And again, our thoughts are with our colleague, our former colleague here, Hugh Douglas. So stay with us here on The Morning Shift. We will be right back to find out what's coming up on The Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed.
Oh, baby.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.